This is a Mexican Crossing Lines with Cindy Gomez-Shemp, and you're listening to KPPPLP 88.1 FM Fargo-Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves. Project administration. Blank begin handover with current PM Sean Sweeney. Blank arrived North Dakota Fusion Center on Thursday. Blank on board this Thursday, going straight to North Dakota to get a feel for the group's operations. Other logistics and recommendations. Nothing. Okay. And now we'll go to their initial operations here. Initial Tiger Swan situation report. On arrival, I met with Blank, project manager for Iowa. Overview of pipeline project. Expected completion of pipeline is end of 2016. Full operations. Not sure how realistic this target date is. However, the date should not extend much beyond the end of the year. Overview of how the pipeline project is broken down. With regard to construction, met with Silverton International. Blank has 5 personnel on the ground as of today. Will be 7 personnel by end of week. Silverton International is contracted by Energy. Silverton International is contracted by Energy. Stop calling me on my phone right now. I can't talk. I'm doing a live stream, everyone. Silverton's statements of work is basically, here's how you do your job. Make the client happy. Give Energy Transfer partners whatever they want. Observed. Have not interacted at this point with the Security Resource Corporation. These personnel are basically the standard of mall cops. They are unarmed, ununiformed, and substandard. These guys are making an average of $10 plus time and a half over 40 hours, working an 84-hour week, 7 to 12s, per diem of $40 plus hotel. Latehorn. Latehorn is not a licensed security company in Iowa. They have a business license. What Layton is doing is basically coordinating with multiple law enforcement agencies to provide off-duty law enforcement personnel. There are 22 posts being covered during preliminary evening and some daylight posts. There are approximately 175 law enforcement officers rotating through these posts based on availability of personnel. Layton was originally contacted by Precision Pipeline. Precision Pipeline. These guys actually laying the pipe. Precision Pipeline. To provide nighttime overwatch of the pipeline laydown, staging, and field sites. Layton has subsequently been contracted by Energy Transfer Partners. Even though they're not licensed in Iowa, notice they don't give a flip. They don't care. It doesn't bother them. I know my broadcasts are being interrupted right now because people keep calling me on my phone. I think they're trying to stop me from showing you this information. So please, nobody call me on the phone anymore right now. I cannot talk to you. Incoming calls are causing that. And for some reason, people keep trying to call me right now. Layton has subsequently been contacted by Energy Transfer Partners and his guys to provide armed security by mobile, roving patrols in Spread 3A, and the Huxley Pump Station. Look at that. Under Iowa law, law enforcement officers cannot work for private security companies. But we'll get around that, but don't worry about it, because we can still do it. We got to figure out a way to do it, right? Law enforcement officers can't work for private security companies, but the pipeline company can work with them. They can work off duty. Oh, they can do it off duty. Still gathering details on how that works. Okay, there is a limited you know why they have laws like that? That law enforcement can't work for private security companies? So that shiz like this doesn't happen. Duh. So that we don't have private mercenaries working together with law enforcement. That isn't a service for the public. You are now private company pigs. You're pipeline pigs. There's a limited number of personnel within Iowa who are available or interested in working armed security. Hence, the latent people working the off-duty coordination role. The off-duty Leos are a bit pretentious and are not playing well regarding their reporting of locations, times, etc. Look at that! Look at that! The off-duty law enforcement officers are a bit pretentious and are not playing well regarding their reporting of locations, times, etc. This will need to be reined in. Crack that whip. ETP, crack that whip. Give your mom a slip. Okay, this will need to be reined in order to establish RTISA-R. What in the hell is that? What else did they tell us in their secret memos? Operational observations and recommendations. Observations. There needs to be a clear SOW. From sign of way? No. What does SOW mean? What's the S stand for? There needs to be a clear SOW from and for all companies working under this project. Right now, there is not, and a lot of verbal directions, scope, and creep. The corporation's management, Joey, corporate management, Joey needs to design a single entry to act similar to a core /KO so that all security companies are under a unified command structure. Liability aspects need to be addressed. Rules for the use of force for all security elements with legal review. Oh, like the non-licensed security firm that you all brought that bit people, that had dogs that bit people? Did you review those? Use of force? While Morton County watched from a distance? Licensing and credentialing of all security. So they were supposed to have licenses. But you just read they told you that one of these companies did not have a license and they still hired them. Reporting structures. Communications from a tactical perspective are inadequate. We need to use what's up going forward immediately. Secure. Need to establish a reporting chain. Currently, SRC has that responsibility, but is fragmented and not concise. Need to get a platform up and running and get all contracted security personnel an app immediately. Use of Iridium devices might be required based on sketchy coverage. Current cell coverage is best accomplished by use of Verizon. Is this Verizon? They talk about Verizon or no? Use of a platform will for instant tactical and strategic information sharing for decision making, including adding client distribution lists for notifications. We need to clarify and solidify a duty log liability management. PAO Stratcom need to be both a tactical and strategic messaging for clients that drives the message that we are the good guys. We have to make them believe that we are the good guys. Tell the real story and address the negative messagings with good counter messaging. Oh, God. Need a social engagement plan that dovetails with the PAO messaging. Propaganda messaging? I'm guessing that stands for. What is DAPL doing to improve the social, economic, and political environment in the affected areas? Hey, what do they get in exchange for a pipeline that poisons their water? The chain of management needs to be consolidated, as mentioned earlier. I'm eating again. Clear lines of communication and management will make this flow much smoother. Knowledge management needs to be addressed for both lessons learned and collection of documentation for liability management after the fact. We need to establish the number of TOCs, I don't know what that means, at corporate headquarters in Houston. We need a jump TOC in Des Moines, and then need a jump TOC in Bismarck. As work is completed, either of these can displace as required. And we need to establish with Silverton International and the client what the information collection effort is. PIRs, IRs, OIRs. What are those? Persons of interest. Persons, no. No. Ah, I can't think of it. There's some technical operations command. Thank you. What is PIR though? What is IR? I don't know. Okay, review of total number of subcontractors under DAPL, Iowa, SRC, PERMAR. PERMAR is a security company. Layton is a security company. Silverton International is a security company. TOC may refer to contents, hide documents, 2 organizations, 3 places, science and technology, 5 others, 6 see also, 7 references. IR intelligence resource? Yes, possibly. Who knows? Okay, let's go on. North Dakota, 10 code. So these are companies. 10 code, Layton, and question marks. I know the third one. I know the name of another one they hired and they worked with. It was Bill Runningfisher's company. Bill Runningfisher and his Eagle Child Enforcement and Security Services. That's the question. Okay, that's all that's on this one. Let's go to the next thing, kids. We are also publishing 2 additional situation reports dated October 6th and November 5th, along with PowerPoint presentations shared with... Okay, well, let's go see these. This is the one from October 16th. And North Dakota, 3 large convoys consisting of 225 protesters' vehicles attempted to access work sites using 3 separate routes. Convoys were stopped by law enforcement. In Iowa, 2 of the previously departed leaders, Blank and Blank, of the Mississippi Stand movements have returned to camp. Protester bail in Lee County has increased to $2,000, which will hopefully impede protesters from risking arrest due to the increased cost. Look at that. Make no mistake. They purposely raised the bail. They purposely raised the stakes so that it would impede protesters from risking arrest. Look at it. Look at their law enforcement tactics. 4 pieces of DAPL construction equipment, 3 bulldozers and 1 track hoe were burned in Jasper County. Initial reports indicate that this arson was very similar to the last attack in early August. BATs obstruct work at 5 work sites, resulting in 3 arrests. Ed Fallon, Blank, and an unidentified third person. Calhoun, Boone, and Webster County law enforcement are not supportive of DAPL's securities mission. Of the Dakota Calhoun, Boone, and Webster County's law enforcement are not supportive of the Dakota Access Pipeline security mission. Because they're not supposed to be working with mercenaries. They're supposed to be serving and protecting the public. They're not supposed to be a private pipeline pigs. That's why in Calhoun, Boone, and Webster County, the law enforcement wanted to stay working on their job, not being pipeline pigs. Their reluctance to arrest or cite trespassing individuals has signaled to protesters that their actions will result in few, if any, consequences. Unlike in North Dakota, where we bought the governor and all the regulators, where we're working directly with the law enforcement, these cops in these counties Calhoun, Boone, and Webster in Iowa, refused to work for the pipeline police. Let's stop for a moment. Let us stop for a moment and recognize of those police officers. I'm going to clap for those police officers because today, in today's America, we have police officers from five different states immediately willing to work with a pipeline company mercenary private group. And no problem doing so. No hesitation whatsoever. Arresting and beating the crap out of people, macing them, shooting them with rubber bullets, that's not working. Let's up the ante. Make it $2,000 bail. Make it five. Make it cash only for everybody. That'll make them do what we want. That'll make them do what we want. Okay. North Dakota, Intel update. Guys, you know that I'm looking at this document. You can see the document, right? I'm showing it to you. So you know what it says. I'm going to turn the camera onto me and read what it says from here. Because I'm tired of holding the phone. It's very difficult to just hold this phone with one hand and do this. So I'm coming. I'm going to keep reading this to you. I'll show you juicy bits, okay? Protesters attached themselves to equipment at AR-125. This is all in North Dakota stuff. Three large convoys consisting of 225 protest vehicles attempted to access work sites using three separate routes. Convoys were stopped by law enforcement. Workers evacuated when law enforcement said they may not be able to hold. Workers were so sure that that Energy Transfer Partners and their private mercenaries and the sold out pipeline pigs would make sure that no protesters stopped the work at any point. They continued working. They continued working until the cops came and told them, hey, everybody, we may not be able to stop the protesters. Run! Run, Forrest, run! Protesters began activities very early in the morning. Protesters walked in cross-country to get to work site. Landowners and Sun patrolling their land near Access Road 125 armed with M4-style rifles. Law enforcement continues to have static checkpoints in place. Law enforcement able to set up roadblocks to block all convoys. 14 arrests were made by law enforcement. Workers returned to sites as soon as possible. I hope all the attorneys working on water protector cases are reading these documents and using them in court. The next 24 hours continue to support because this is tantamount to, what's it called? When they, entrapment. Continue to support a worksite along ROW's roadway, right away. And static dapple sites off the right of way. Tiger Swan. Okay. Continued planning with law enforcement. Continued planning with law enforcement for survey crews to survey from 80 to HDD by Wednesday, October 19th. In Iowa, intelligence update. Blank and blank back to Mississippi River worksite. Blank and blank are reportedly back at the Mississippi Stand campsite. Significant because the leaders of the Mississippi Stand movement have returned to the camp and will likely start planning more direct actions. Blank was also seen photographing the barbed wire around the HDD site, most likely surveilling for direct actions. Protesters' wish lists includes security hats and vests. Protesters may be attempting to obtain security guard uniform components to pose as security guards and gain access to sites. Bail money in Lee County. Woo! Bail money in Lee County was increased to $2,000. Significant. It's significant. Because they may impede protesters from risking arrest due to the high cost to be released on bail. On their legal fund page. Oh, God. Is it raining outside? It looks like it's raining now. Storming.
On their legal fund page, the movement does not have nearly enough money to pay for multiple $2,000 bails. Bold Iowa People of Interest, blank and blank, both documented the Bold Iowa action teams through the day heavily on social media, specifically Twitter. We can now allow these individual social media pages. Follow these social media pages for information about upcoming events. Blank is helping construct lockboxes or sleeping dragons for Mississippi Stan and states he urinating in fuel tanks. And states he's urinating in fuel tanks. Weird. This ties Bold Iowa with Mississippi Stan. In addition, Blank may be willing to do future equipment sabotage, like putting sugar or sand in fuel tanks. Dapple construction equipment burned in Jasper County vicinity. This is in the past 24 hours. Reasoner, who, unknown at this time, although a white sedan described as appearing to be a Ford Focus, unknown plates, was sighted near a nearby welding shack approximately a half a mile from the site of the fire, which was guarded by Layton security. What? Four pieces of equipment total have been burned, three bulldozers and one track hoe. Initial reports indicate that the arson was very similar to the last attack in early August in that the equipment fuel filters were used to start the fires. So far, reporting indicates that this is the exact same method as the early August attacks. When? Initial reports received at IA security fusion cell at approximately midnight October 2016. Where initial reports placed an approximate 1/2 mile from welding shack or spread to near Reasoner. Why? We'll continue to update as information becomes available. 6. Currently, the scene is locked down by the Jasper County Sheriff and will likely remain so until the fire marshal examines the site. We will have 2 personnel travel to the site early in the morning, departing Des Moines area 0616 October to attempt exploitation of the site when given access. Keokuk Stands with Mississippi Stand rally appears to be about 40 people at the event, but was used to gain motivation and spread word of the movement. 1119 vehicle stopped by security and looked as though he was going to get out to confront. One middle-aged man in a blue truck with an Iowa license plate. This is most likely a landowner. A landowner was going to confront the cops or the security people. Look at how they don't care if it's landowners. At 14:15, Blank and Aaron Jorgensen Briggs seen taking pictures of pumps at Mississippi HDD work site. Approximately 1700 hours, Bold Iowa Bold Action teams in Calhoun, Boone, and Webster counties. Bold Action teams obstructed work at 5 work sites total after a main protest at Red Oak Avenue in Calhoun. 3 arrested, Ed Fallon, Blank, and unidentified third person. Storyboard to follow. Work sites obstructed 280th and Xenia, 320th and Dakota Avenue, Norridge Avenue, 290th and York Avenue, 390th and 169th. At 1726, middle-aged couple in silver SUV seen observing and pointing at construction site in Boone County. Iowa license plates. At 1743, Mississippi Stand HDD site had an attempted stop and hookup of a truck. It was stopped before protesters could hook up due to an effective escort team. 1753, protesters denied at Mississippi Stand for attempting hookup, including blank and blank, Aaron Jorgensen Briggs, and one additional unidentified female passed off to Lee County Sheriff's Department. Bold Iowa's BAT tactics and unfortunately successful today. Their tactics were unfortunately successful today. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. Work was stopped at several sites and used up a lot of our resources. Law enforcement was not supportive of our mission. Look at how they win. Only when law enforcement is working directly with them can they stop a people from a movement to protect their own water because of the law enforcement. It was only because the law enforcement worked with them. If the law enforcement had not worked with these cops, you wouldn't have that pipeline. It wouldn't be in place. Know that. Remember that. Because law enforcement was not supportive of our mission for the most part and did not want to arrest or cite those who were trespassing, Calhoun County law enforcement finally arrested individuals when they laid down in front of a pipe truck. The issue here is that protesters are learning there is little law enforcement will do to impede them. We need to work closer with Calhoun, Boone, and Webster County's law enforcement to ensure future protesters will at least be fined, if not arrested. Alternatively, if we can't pay them off, if we can't buy off the cops, what do? We could request Lee County law enforcement speak to the other counties. We could ask the law enforcement we've already paid off and bought that is willing to do the bidding of Energy Transfer Partners, have them talk to the other law enforcement of the other counties and tell them to get on board about the tactics that are working in Lee County, such as threatening to tow all vehicles. Oh, hey, some of the tactics that you can use to make people afraid of protecting their own water is threaten to tow all of their vehicles. And or increase the bail for protester directions to $2,000 if the lockdown tactics of the Mississippi Stand and the bat tactics of Bold Iowa were to join forces, it would severely impact our mission. In the next 24 hours, protesters do not have a scheduled event for the next 24 hours. However, Mississippi Stand may attempt direct actions tonight, 15 October, or early tomorrow morning, 16 October in Illinois. Intel upgrade. A search of social media sites reveal nothing of new intelligence value related directly to the project in Illinois. There's not enough localized support to hold any protest activity in Carlville, Illinois. Went to Carlville, Illinois. No protest activity was observed. As earlier discussed on social media site, the Hancock County Sheriff's request is being addressed by Energy Transfer Partner Management. The Hancock County Sheriff's request is being addressed by Energy Transfer Management. Layton Security will be procuring a UTV for use around the Kaskaskia HDD location for access to remote trails, that full access to the location. Monitoring news sources and social media sites for protest-related events and activities will be conducted daily. How about in South Dakota? Well, in South Dakota, the schedule for pheasant shooting hours are noon to sunset for the first week and 10 a.m. to sunset thereafter. This is significant because this provides 5 hours of daylight before each day's hunt begins, allowing roving patrols freedom of maneuver for a longer period than expected. Safety briefs have continued with the Silverton security element so as to mitigate the associated risk. Positive interactions with the Silverton Guard Force after they have been in a sector for a number of days. Local patterns have been observed and are starting to be understood as normal activities, which make it significantly easier to identify abnormal activities. The main hindrance is the presence of hunters who don't fit either bill. The past 24 hours, travel from the new hotels to the spreads is enhanced from the new hotel locations. The close proximity of the hotels allow roving patrols more time in sector and therefore better coverage of the facilities. Blank, the Silverton PM, delivered funds for gasoline purchases to the team in Aberdeen and the team in Desmond. He will deliver the funds to the team in Sioux Falls early Monday, tomorrow or Monday. South Dakota PM conducted personal inspections of strategic guard positions and one roving guard patrol in the northern section of the pipeline. VIC, the launch and recovery site, in Roscoe, South Dakota. Silverton security team conducted roving patrols and operations across all three spreads within the South Dakota sector, personnel security operations of sites with electricians, the Sioux Falls DAPL office, and the Redfield pump station. Talk to Blank
Michael spread 5 forearm this morning as to the status of fencing operations and valve operate positions. He stated that none were ready. The scattered report stated that 65, 70, 74, 76 are ready for fencing. I discussed with them and John Porter, the QRT teams that are quick response teams that are going to be installing 1PH activators from SD10 to SD110. This is a part that needs to be replaced for some deficiency. It is occurring sporadically along the line and it takes about an hour on site to accomplish. It is my estimate currently that they do not need dedicated full-time guards. SDPM will conduct the move to MPL 156 to coordinate roving patrols and the one fourth turn company working on the valve sites. Blank, the spread 5 foreman, reported that although Michael's employees do not work on Sundays, these teams will be out doing their specialty work. This is important for the sake of ensuring that our roving patrols do not suspect them to be saboteurs. The Silverton leadership has been directed to inform everyone in the security element that the one-half-turn company will be in the sector. The engagement of these workers is important so as to maintain positive personal relationships and the prevention of escalating of force unnecessarily. Houston, oops, what in the hell? Why did it go like that? It went all the way back up to the top. I lost my spot. Illinois. Did I just read? Yes. No. What happened? No. Oh my God. Wait a minute. I'm on the wrong one. Here we go. Houston. Continued support of fusion centers and intel requests. Okay. I'm switching back to this way because I can't see. Okay. Now, this is the other document. Holy tamale, there's a lot of information. This is the Tiger Swan Report from 11/05, 2016 by John Porter, Chief Security Officer for Energy Transfer Partners. November 5. Highlights. It is suspected the North Dakota protesters will likely attempt to lock down to the access points of the Meyer property in order to prevent work. Further investigation into documents found at Camp 1. What? They found documents at Camp 1? Demonstrates that the North Dakota protesters are evolving, and they're showing signs of greater organization. Tribal Chairman Archibald met with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers yesterday, still awaiting press results, release of the results. In Iowa, Jerry Brewer, the landowner that hosted the Mississippi Stand Camp, announced that he will be running for governor in hopes of halting the pipeline if he wins. 4 Chicago universities held protest yesterday, converging at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers office downtown. There were 300-plus protesters in attendance, demonstrating an increase in anti-DAPL sentiments at the local levels. Look how they were... Tiger Swan was watching everything. Executive summary. Here are the details. In North Dakota, law enforcement reported protesters buying chains, PVC pipe, and quickcrete at Lowe's this morning. They had spies at Lowe's. Analyst comments. Most likely course of action is to use these items to build super boxes to lock down on the pipe or on the right-of-way, or to lock down outside the access points to the Meyer property in order to prevent work. Law enforcement has individuals who are trained to counter this protest method. They specialize in cutting protesters out of lockdown methods safely and efficiently. Well, then why, if they have people that are trained in these methods so they can cut these people out safely and efficiently, why did those people say that their lives were threatened? Why did they put additional charges on those people that locked themselves down in North Dakota, saying that the equipment that was being used to cut them out, which they say here in this report was safely, okay? If you're listening, lawyers for those people that got locked down and they got extra charges for endangering the lives of the people and the law enforcement personnel that were taking them out, they
They didn't need to do that. They didn't need to put those extra charges on there because they have specialists doing this. Explanation, exploitation of documents found at camp on October 27, 2016. The overall findings demonstrate that these protesters are evolving and showing signs of organization. These documents highlight support networks from within and outside of the state of North Dakota.
Ooh.
The documents validated concentration of leadership and the fact that the protesters are conducting trainings prior to arriving in North Dakota. Dun, dun, dun. The documents mention tactical formations, role-playing, techniques, and procedures, as well as logistical requirements before coming to North Dakota. It's called participation in democracy. Of most concern were the Earth First magazines found at the camp. Ooh, imagine putting the Earth First instead of the pipeline. These magazines promote and provide TTPs for violent activities. In the past 24 hours, meeting between Tribal Chairman Archambault and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers awaiting release and results, protesters have acquired a permit to protest at Morton County Law Enforcement Center at 1800 hours tonight. Law enforcement issued a code red at 1600 hours to bring in responding officers to deal with the planned protest. More protesters are arriving in the camps. A boat was seen arriving at Camp 2 today. A boat! A boat! More protesters are arriving in the camps. A boat! Protesters probed the wire in place at AR-118, fled the area when DAPL security helicopters arrived on station, reinforced the HDD site. Construct HLZ in the vicinity of HDD site. GPS locations for northern evacuation route. Highway 1806 bridge will remain closed until engineers take core samples and the bridge passes an inspection. But you already saw in the other documents, they didn't want it for that reason. They didn't care about the safety of the bridge. They cared about the fact that it was a strategic point and they needed it. Protesters in the next 24 hours, protesters plan a prayer on Highway 1806 tomorrow morning at 0900 hours. Social media reporting states that there will be 100 horse riders present. Tensions will remain high as DAPL workers continue their efforts on the right-of-way east of 1806. Continue static security efforts around Fortress Forward. Continue to reinforce wire plan on the north side of the Meyer property. Reclaim used wire along the right-of-way. Redeploy wire to reinforce wire around HDD site and the perimeter. In Iowa, there's an intelligence update. Blank does interview with Redacted Tonight, a YouTube-based news source. Who did an interview with Redacted Tonight? Do you remember? You guys remember who did an interview with Redacted Tonight? Blank reiterates the story that she was arrested on her own land while protesting the pipeline. Quote unquote. They put own land in quotes. Will be a source of propaganda for the protesters. Oh no. Link, and then it gives a link to the YouTube video. I'll show you guys.
Check it out. Duke. Duke. Yeah. Is there any way you can get me some more water, another drink? Make it real cold, please. Gerald Jerry Brewer is running for governor. The landowner that hosted the Mississippi Stand camp on his land announced he will be running for governor in the hopes that if he wins, he can halt the pipeline. Sacred Stone Camp has the least amount of Native Americans, likely where MS members will attempt to set up their self-sustaining camps because MS leaders have expressed disinterest in working with Native American elders. What is MS? What is MS? What is MS? military something. I don't know. They point out that the place that has the least amount of natives is where these people who are not interested in working with Native American elders will likely build their camp. I want to know what that is. Bold Iowa posts stories about the effects of drilling under the Des Moines River on nearby landowners. Landowner Ken Phillips claims the drilling caused vibrations that literally shake the walls of their house and is causing his frequent headaches. Phillips also complains of loud noises from the drill 24/7, that the pipeline may affect the gas line, and that their boring equipment is not safe to be around. This is significant because introducing this propaganda, this further indicates that Bold Iowa is refocusing its effort in the Des Moines River drill site. Blank leaves with his U-Haul of supplies to Standing Rock tonight. Blank is leaving with his U-Haul of supplies to Standing Rock tonight. And Blank accompanies him. Supplies bringing include cold weather gear, tarps, propane, horse feed and medicine, non-perishable food, goggles, and milk of magnesia for protection and treatment of pepper spray. Jesse Horn traveling to North Dakota this weekend. Past 24 hours, finalized security handover at fixing sites through 1IAOR. Continued security drawdown and switch to patrolling formats will be completed by November 7th. Next 24 hours, continuing security drawdown and switch to patrolling format will be completed by November 7th. Preparing to secure Des Moines River HDD site during the upcoming pipe pull on Saturday, delayed multiple times. Primary security concerns during this pull will be ensuring mobility of trucks moving mud and cutting from the hole to a dump site approximately 3 miles away. And in Illinois, continued progress in link analysis between anti-DAPL groups in Greater Chicago area and Springfield, AO. A multifaceted event occurred in Chicago today from four university locations, which led to a convergence on the Army Corps of Engineers office in downtown Chicago. Intel reports have discovered as many as 300 plus active protesters in attendance. As a result of this protest, intelligence has found no less than three new anti-DAPL groups and an organization and or organizations loosely or directly working with Standing Rock anti-DAPL efforts, mostly impacting North Dakota. Analysis of negative PR in Greater Chicago area was validated by protests and demonstrates a strong and radicalized anti-DAPL sentiment in the Greater Chicago area that may impact local opinion and project efforts. Manifestation of the anti-DAPL sentiment will continue to be monitored closely. Op order issued for active protest event in Greater Chicago area. Intel data mined protesters who confirmed attendance for Warrior Up event via Facebook calendar. Security established effective methods for camera placement and image collection database. In the next 24 hours, follow up with key leadership and attendance at anti-DAPL movements in Greater Chicago area and Springfield AO via OSINT. OSINT. I don't know what that means. Intel and security will review surveillance package derived from anti-DAPL protests in Greater Chicago area, which most likely will have an impact and or dictate the progress of the pipeline project in Illinois. In South Dakota, on-point security guards from the Redfield Pump Station reported that at approximately 10:30 this morning, a green Chevrolet Suburban South Dakota plates blank approached the Redfield Pump Station from the west at a slow rate of speed. As the vehicle passed by the pump station, it turned into the east entrance. The guards moved their vehicles from the west side and encountered the green Suburban as it was stopped inside the west entrance. When informed that they were on private property, the guards asked what they wanted. The two men stated that they were just looking around. They then left and headed back to the west toward Highway US 181. The two men were of medium height and weight, middle-aged with dark complexions. One had gray hair and the other was mostly bald with a goatee. It's believed that they were of American Indian descent, as they were not black, Indian, or appeared to be Hispanic. Because of the unusual speed of which their car traveled the road, the fact that it has not been seen before in the attempts to enter the Redfield pump station, it is believed that this was a reconnaissance of the position and its security capacities. The assumption should be made that anti-DAPL personnel know where the pump station is and the fact that it is not strongly protected, i.e. with barriers. The fence line around the pump station appears to be complete at this time. It is suggested that a copy of the threat assessment that was made by Silverton personnel be made available to South Dakota security forces so that considerations of the recommendation can be reviewed. At approximately 1100 hours today, an own points roving guard approached an individual at a valve site, South Dakota 70, in a white Toyota RAV4, Illinois plate blank. The individual identified himself as Gary Tomlin, a freelance reporter who was following the pipeline. This is the same individual identified in the sit rep, I don't know what that means, a few days ago in Iowa and Illinois, that he was moving along the entire pipeline. He attempted to interview the guard, but was informed that I am not authorized to discuss these matters with you. The guard then provided contact information to South Dakota on point PM. The man then moved off in a northeasterly direction, presumably in the direction of valve SD65. The man tried to call South Dakota on point PM, but as he was on the phone with the guard, the message went to voicemail. When he retrieved the voicemail, the South Dakota PM contacted Tiger Swan Intel Assets for an assessment of Gary Tomlin. The Spread 6 team leader was informed that the individual would soon be in his sector. Movement of Spread 6 team was conducted so as to intercept and or observe Gary Tomlin's movements through the South Dakota sector. So they basically told you here that a reporter who was going along the pipeline, they sent Tiger Swan immediately out to watch. Go watch this guy, this reporter. The Spread team leader, I'm going to turn this around because my shoulder's hurting again.
Sorry, my shoulder is hurting. The Spread team leader approached Gary Tomlin, South Dakota 50, and asked for identification. He produced a motor vehicle license, and it was recorded on camera. The car and the license plate were also photographed. During this interaction, the Spread 6 team leader observed a map that the individual was making with pipeline information as to valve locations. He had apparently missed the launch and receiver site that is close by to South Dakota 50. South Dakota PM called Gary Tomlin and informed him that he should contact Vicky Granado, the Energy Transfer Partner Media Relations Manager. He was thankful for the information and stated he was interested in interviewing security personnel when he arrived at the camps in North Dakota. It is my belief Gary Tomlin is hiding his true intentions and that he has a plethora of information to provide to the protesters. It is estimated that he will arrive in North Dakota on the evening of the 4th or the morning of the 5th. The Daily Plainsman, a newspaper, had two articles today on the pipeline. It is entitled, If Dakota Access Pipeline Were to Move, Where Would It Go? The article starts off stating President Obama has raised the possibility of a reroute of the four-state Dakota Access Pipeline. It appears to be a fairly balanced viewpoint on the subject, but by its sheer mention of the possibility that they could move the pipeline, it could very well be viewed as a victory and open the door to more talk about a reroute. Oh no, that would be awful. That would be horrible. The article was entitled, Clergy Join the Dakota Access Pipeline Protesters for Ceremony. The article gave the impression that clergy are joining the cause and therefore legitimizing it. But the only clergy discussed or quoted are from tribal connections. This article is an opportunity for protesters to leverage legitimacy for their actions. These people are evil. Evil. Past 24 hours, on-point security team conducted security operations in sector to include roving patrols of all three spreads, security for electrician crew in four locations, 24/7 security of the Redfield pump station, and security of the DAPL office in Sioux Falls. Operations were conducted to intercept Gary Tomlin, a freelance reporter in the South Dakota sector. Next 24 hours, on-point security elements will conduct security operations in sector. South Dakota PM and on-point PM will conduct circulation for standard enforcement. Well, there you go, folks. That is both of those. Next. So I did those two. I did that one. And enforcement that corresponds with the same date. This one and this one. Shared intelligence report. Look at this, guys!
Oh my God! The shared daily intelligence update. October 16, 2016. Daily intelligence report. Look at that! What's that? What's that thing? Do you see that? If you guys ever went to the camp, this helicopter is burned into your brain. Burned into... Look, they got two of them. They got two helicopters. Yep. What does it say? The executive summary in North Dakota... No significant protest activities. Complete survey of row 1806, blah, blah, blah. Continue to support work sites along right-of-way and static DAPL site off right-of-way. Continue planning a survey for tomorrow morning from HDD site toward highway 1806. Continue planning with law enforcement for survey crews to survey from the crest of the hill to east of highway 06. Intel cell will monitor and record a scheduled protest at the Morton County Courthouse. Their Tiger Swan's intelligence cell would be recording and monitoring this protest at the Morton County Courthouse. Okay? They had Tiger Swan go to Morton County's courthouse. Public relations. What's positive? The Sheriff's Association keeps doing their circle jerk of positive news stories for DAPL. The negative for Tiger Swan and Energy Transfer Partners is social media continues to post recruiting videos, which is encouraging more people to come to the protest. Oh no! Project administration logistics. Two computers, one for law enforcement and one for op, have been shipped. 4 6-man UTVs requested. 2 HLT kits, 6 PVSs. I want to know what all these things are. I don't understand what that means. Night vision goggles, 18 helmets, and Googles for UTVs have arrived. 12 office chairs, 12 folding chairs ordered. 2 Intel phones will be picked up on Monday, October 17th. 4 DAPL vehicles turned in from Silverton. And still waiting LRADs, the body armor, and FLIR. Still awaiting LRADs. Oh, I don't know how many times that's happened to me where I'm just sitting around waiting for my LRADs to arrive and my body armor, right? Because that's what people do. Other recommendations? Zero. Weather report. Significant activities. Oh, Monday is 17 October and is the start of what protesters are calling the month of mayhem. Social media continues to call for nonviolent direct action every day for 30 days. Woo. A rally is planned for Amy Goodman and Myron Dewey at the Mandan Law Enforcement Center for 17 October 2017, beginning at 1200 hours to 1500 hours. Social media posts suggest that protesters are trying to resolve discord between some groups in the camp. New protester TTP being discussed on social media is to stay in jail and not post bond. So new protester tactic is to stay in jail. Remember when people were talking about that? This will result in more money spent by law enforcement and less jail space, which may discourage more arrests. South Dakota Highway Patrol has arrived and are getting their training today so that they can be ready to deploy tomorrow morning. South Dakota Highway Patrol is getting ready to train with Tiger Swan so that they can be pipeline pigs. Hennepin County has stated they will send 55 officers to support Morton County Sheriff's Office to work with Tiger Swan to be pipeline pigs. Yay! What else do we have? Assessments. What we know. Riders will conduct operations based on weather. Movement is well organized and control measures are in place. There are divisions within the camps, i.e. natives versus whites and intertribal conflicts. There are outsiders deliberately moving the rioters toward violent action. The rioters do possess weapons. Red Warrior Camps is the plans and operations for the rioters, and it's run by Cody Hall. That the use of spotters and runners is widely used during riot operations. Uniformed rioter security are giving orders to rioters during direct actions. Manipulate peaceful protesters through misinformation. Don't forget, guys, that's a lie, because you saw in another document I showed you, they were trying to get rid of not the violent people, but the non-violent people, because the non-violent people would use up all of Tiger Swan's resources. Don't forget. What we do not know, the number and type of weapons in the camp, who is providing military training, when and where the next event will occur, and how many rioters will attend, have not confirmed command and control events. Suspect Cody Hall. What we think, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe will continue to riot and attempt to force Dapple security and law enforcement to respond with violence. Like they needed any help. Importance to the use of force or death of a protester or rioter will result in the immediate halt to Dapple operations, which will likely permanently halt the entire project. Well, that didn't stop them. Sophia Wolanski's arm was nearly destroyed, and it didn't stop them. Priority intelligence requirements. Any compositional info on aggressive protest groups. It is important to weed out non-aggressive groups. See? Ah! See what I just told you? As they will drain our resources in the wrong direction with no effect to our client. Planned moves or activities of these groups are as they intersect with our client specifically. Other non-direct actions that intersect with our client's operations to produce indirect effects. For example, social media postings from remote sites should be included in collection. Local sympathizers providing support, logistics, and potential shelter for those committing the act of protecting their water. Those terrorists. Any movement of the client leadership at TS sites. Questions? If you have any questions, we've got the Tiger Swan people ready to go. And here's the other shared intelligence report. On November 5th, law enforcement called and requested wire for Backwater Bridge at 0730 hours. Request approved and approved by law enforcement. Didn't we already read this? Yeah, we did. 4-foot HESCOs topped with wire. Yep. Mm-hmm. I saw this one. Yes. Seen it. Yep. Read that. We looked through this. Uh-huh. Weather report, activities. Uh-huh. Yep, the Mississippi Stand stuff. Uh-huh. I just want to make sure I don't miss anything. Uh-huh, the buses. Remember the buses? Blah, blah, blah. Assessment, yada, yada, yada. Priority. Questions. Yes, we've seen that one. Okay, the names of private individuals whose actions are not already in the public record or whose authorization we did not obtain have been redacted to protect their privacy. The Intercept will publish the remaining situation reports in the coming weeks. Yay! Yay! They're going to publish the remaining reports in the coming weeks. This is going to be fun. It's getting fun! In addition, The Intercept is publishing a selection of communications obtained by public records requests. What do they say? Oh, that's the email thread with Jay Grubel. Yes, we already saw that one too.
Detailing coordination between a wide range of local, state, and law enforcement. Which confirms that the FBI participated in core Dakota access-related law enforcement operations starting soon after the protest camp began last summer. They were there the whole time! Finally, we are publishing two additional documents, also in the public record. Fuck. Sorry. I didn't mean to cuss. It just took me away from the document I was already on. What does this say? This is a different one, guys.
This is a Mexican Crossing Lines with Cindy Gomez-Shemp, and you're listening to KPPPLP 88.1 FM, Fargo-Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves.